Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm Mike Slater. Thanks for being here. Our Tuesday full episode podcast is about Tyre Nichols, about obeying the ruling authorities, Romans 13, a potentially tricky topic. It's actually not that complicated at all. It's just hard to come to terms with, potentially. But if you believe the Bible, then that's it. I mean, you can't pick and choose what you like and don't like. But for this week's morning motivation theme, it's about race. Yesterday, we talked about how race is a completely meaningless, made-up concept, and we need to just do away with it. And people are like, well, I don't know how to see the world if not through the prism of race. Yeah, it's just replace it with culture. We need to talk about culture. Race is meaningless. Culture tells us everything we would need to know. It's an infinitely more helpful tool. You just ask, what is the culture of this particular group of people? And the grouping could be based off of, well, whoever believes in this culture. Skin color is irrelevant. What are these people's values? What are their expectations? How do they see the world? What's their worldview? What are their parenting styles, their religious views, their belief systems, etc.? There's all these different questions you ask that define a culture. And answering these questions tells us a lot about a people. Looking at someone's skin color tells us nothing about a person. You take a person with a black skin color who grew up in Detroit and someone with a black skin color who grew up in Jamaica, they have nothing in common except for the black skin, the melanin in their skin, but that's worthless. It tells us nothing about the culture they grew up in and certainly nothing about the person they are. So race is meaningless. Please, please, I beg of you, replace it with culture. It's my grand crusade is to get people to start thinking of culture. So I'm stealing the rest of the outline for this week from the great Daryl B. Harrison. One humanity, one depravity, one remedy, one community. Today, we'll talk about the one humanity. It was the science of the 1800s, inspired by Charles Darwin, that claimed different races were descendants from different primates. And it makes sense. If you believe all this Darwin evolution nonsense, then it makes sense, right? We came from nothing somehow, and we evolved over millions of years from fish to frogs to monkeys somehow. And different groups of monkeys in different parts of the world at different rates turned into humans. And here we are in the 1800s, and different races are in different timings of this evolution and have varying capacities of intellectual ability, physical ability, and therefore worth. So white people came from these monkeys, but we're way advanced. We're very different from the monkeys. We've evolved a lot, way more advanced than those black people over here who are still mostly kind of like monkeys. They're mostly still apes. So they're definitely subhuman, lower than us. This group closer to the apes, we are much further. So you can see how if you seeped in that very popular worldview in the Charles Darwin era, you can see how you can get there. That's where the science of the day landed us. I mean, Darwin himself, he used terms like savage, low, degraded, lower organisms, the low integrated inhabitants of these particular islands, right? These are the terms he used. So this is really just a perfect example of the fruit of two worldviews. Actually, remember this one. Put this one in your back pocket. You want someone who says, what's the big deal about worldviews? How does it make a big difference? Well, here you go. If you have the Darwinian worldview, it leads to straight up racism, as I just described. But the biblical worldview starts with the premise that we all come from one man. We all come from the same. We don't come from different monkeys and different kinds of monkeys, and we've evolved at different rates based on different monkey prime. That's not, no, we come from the same person. We quoted yesterday Acts 17, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. We're all from one man. We quoted it yesterday. But let's go back to the beginning, Genesis 1, verse 28. You can't get much earlier in the Bible this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. End of story. That's the biblical worldview. And if everyone acted on that, we could just eliminate this concept of race entirely.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.